Hello guys, and welcome to the latest edition of the Blackfin Global Podcast. I'm Eugene Allen, and I'm very, very happy to say that I'm joined by guest, friend of the pod, personal friend, Uche Macro. How are you doing?
Good morning, Eugene. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Exactly. Good morning. Thank you for jumping on this morning. It's 10 o'clock here in the UK, and it's the day after the draw. So this is a Wimbledon preview pod. So we're going to go through the draw that was made yesterday now. Wait, did you pick up your accreditation actually?
Yes, I picked up my accreditation, had a walk around. They're putting the finishing touches. Some media people are doing their little previews and whatnot. Sun was shining.
Good vibes.
Yeah, absolutely. Just good vibes. People are just seeing old faces. I saw another friend of the Potomani. Strolling around, you know, big man there. it's always great.
Because this is what Wimbledon is. This is your third or fourth?
No. Maybe my sixth, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit, but obviously, you know, there are other people who've done it for years and years and years. But yeah, I'm quite proud to have done six.
It's huge, quite nice. Yeah. No, amazing, man. But I think we should get into the women's side first. So we will talk about like some of the kind of blockbuster matchups as well. But I want to, yeah, obviously we're going to focus on, you know, the from a black spin perspective. I think there's only one place to start, Uche, Serena Williams. Mm. So she's returning to both playing. She's playing both singles and doubles as a wild card. Seven-time Wimbledon champion, 23-time Grand Slam champion. She'll start against Maya Joint, the Australian 20. I think she's 20 years old.
20 years old. I read that she wasn't, by the time she was born, Serena had already won 7 Grand Slam titles. She's going to get hit with a lot of that in this couple of
years.
No disrespect to you, but do you understand how old you are compared to the rest of the people, the rest of the players?
Were you surprised to see that Serena accepted a wild card to play singles?
Yeah, because it's early. I think it's very early. But I don't think we've delved into how much she's been working on her singles game, how much she's been practicing in the months leading up to this. I don't think anyone's quite sure about how much she's done there. So maybe she's been working at it since, you know, April or March or something, and she feels like, okay, that's a 2 or 3 week, 2 month block of practice, intense practice, which means I'm ready for this. Maybe she sees it as I'm not going to be playing tennis for 2 or 3 years. I might be just coming back for a year, 18 months or so. So let me just play as many matches as I can. Wimbledon were never going to say no. Exactly. They were never, if she wanted it. So it's like, okay, let's see. But actually, this is good. In an ideal world, what I want is for her to win the first match. Win the first match, because the energy and the vibes about her returning are so good. It would be disappointing if she lost her first match. If she can win her second match, great. Then in her third round, she then plays Iga Swiatek, most likely. Now, that would be where I expect her to lose. But the most important thing for us, the fans, the media, is to see where her level is actually at, because you'll be playing against the defending champion. So there's no better marker of how far you are or how close you are. So if she gets to play Iga, we'll see really what she can actually do against this current crop of players, whether or not she can definitely win another major, you know, which is presumably why she wants to do this.
It's good, like how you mentioned, kind of seeing where she's at. Like, she's been training or practicing with a lot of the girls on the WTA tour. So like, I think I saw her play with Marta Kostyuk.
Yeah.
I think it was at Wimbledon. So on Orangi. And also the Romanian, forgot her name now. But yeah, she's been playing with a lot of the, you know, girls on the tour, which she didn't usually do. Like, when she was, at her kind of peak. She had a hitting partner, and wouldn't really kind of, I guess, give the competition anything. Whereas now, obviously, she's coming back in like a different kind of guise. Honestly, I was surprised to see her accept the singles wild card, because I thought, yeah, she's just basically gonna play doubles and kind of, I guess, see out the career with Venus in terms of, because I feel like Venus is also kind of, she's at that stage where she's also, yeah, she's towards the end of her career. And I this is kind of my kind of hunch. I did think that Venus would retire this year, as in 2026. At the end of 2026, although no announcements were made from her. But now seeing Serena come back and not just playing doubles, so she's also playing singles, it's like, hang on a minute, maybe she's here for a while. Like she intends to like stick around and not just kind of see how things go over the next few months. But obviously we just have to wait and see. But I completely agree. I feel like you said, the vibe, the energy, that there's like an excitement and like a real buzz, like now that she's like back. And back playing singles, not just doubles. So I'm excited to see like how she's gonna like kind of, I guess, look, because yeah, like singles and doubles are two completely different games. So
And I'm practicing, and an actual real competitive match, first round match, is completely different either as well. Sorry.
yeah.
Yeah, I've used a couple of clips where she hits a backhand pass Kostyuk and you're like, oh, okay. She may not have all that time to go and do that. So yeah, it's important that she gets tested and we find out really where her level is at, because look, the facts are she was struggling when she retired. She's taken 4 years out to, what is it, evolve and
Exactly, evolved away from tennis, yeah.
to see what she wants to do. So let's find out exactly where her level is now, because I don't think it's going to be easy for her to go away for that long and come back and try and
Yeah.
be the player she is.
Well, we'll see. And now let's go kind of in order of seed. So seventh seed, Coco Gauff. She starts against Tamara Korpach of Germany. Gauff, she's never actually reached, well, she's never gone beyond the fourth round, so round of 16 at Wimbledon. But yeah, this is her seventh Wimbledon. She'll be looking for her first win on grass this year. She did lose her first match, or yeah, her match in Bad Homburg earlier in the week, or like I say last week now. So her form on grass isn't great coming in, but like I said, she's reached the fourth round, I think, on like three or four occasions. So she knows how to play on grass. What are your kind of expectations for Goff this year at Wimbledon?
Well, I think she's got a decent draw until she starts meeting the seeds, when obviously it then starts getting a little bit more difficult. But I think the real aim is to almost right the wrongs of the last few years, sorry,
Yeah.
where she has strangely struggled with her serve, with her forehand. I believe it was last year when she was blown off the court by Yastremska.
Stremska, exactly, yeah.
I remember
Straight
watching that
sets.
on court one, straight sets. It was just like, what is going on? Like, why is she struggling so much? Like, get it together. And she kept looking for something, but from her coaches, from her family, and she just couldn't reverse the way it was going. And it was a very tough, humbling defeat for her. So she lost, as you say, her first match of the grass court season, which is not ideal. But it does mean she comes in fresh.
Exactly.
So if she can get through a couple of matches, it will help build confidence. And I don't see any reason why she shouldn't get to the second week at least, and then be looking for to see if you can capitalize on some of the bigger seeds maybe dropping out early, because that always happens at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
So the big seeds get shocked quite early, so it then opens up. So if that happens for her, she's got to go and grab the opportunity and take it.
She's in a nice section, like you said as well. I think the first seed she can actually meet is an American, is it Anne Lee, the 28th seed.
Okay.
So that's decent. And like you said, I feel like exactly she'll, although she hasn't won a match on grass this year, like she's coming in fresh. And I feel that's always like a threat. Like I feel like when you're a certain level, Uche, like it doesn't necessarily matter like the amount of matches you kind of play before a big event, like because you're kind of I feel like the big players are just wired differently. Like they know, well, I say no, they can turn it on like on the big occasion. I know that kind of goes against her losing first round last year, but I feel like she's a better player, not just as you know the kind of basics forehand backhands, but I feel like mentally she's grown as well. So I feel like that's kind of also going to carry her through this year. And I guess my kind of expectations for Coco this year, yeah, second week, why not make a run? And like you said, who knows like some of the big names that might fall out or you know lose first round, second round, because it, like you said, there's always upsets early on. So we just don't know. That's why I hate kind of looking at projected draws because you just never know who's going to fall like first round. So we'll see. The next seed, 13th seed, Jasmine Paolini, also having a tough time this year. So she'll face the qualifier, the American Robin Montgomery, who's actually in very good form. But I just want to focus on Jasmine quickly. So she's. I mean, I personally I hate this matchup because obviously it's Montgomery facing Paolini and like, but on the same token, like at least we're gonna have someone guaranteed making it through to the second round. So, so that's like you gotta weigh these things up. But yeah, Paolini obviously runner up in 2024. Like she knows how to play on grass. Again, hasn't had the best time this year on grass. She did lose in Eastbourne in the first round to Tatiana, was it Maria? Tatiana Maria, I think it was, who's now actually reached the final. So as we record this, the final hasn't been played yet. And it's yeah, Maria versus Madison Keys, who we'll talk about later on. But yeah, Paolini, she's had a tough season, Uche. There's no kind of two ways to really put it. I don't know if you've watched much of her or seen any of her results.
From the highs of was it 2024, where she almost burst onto the scene and captured everybody's hearts. I remember being at that Wimbledon in the final, and everybody was rooting for her, and I was looking around like, what's going on? What? Why is this? Is it just you root for the underdog, someone you don't know? But she clearly has fans, and we're all questioning what has gone wrong for her this year. I think this is ripe for a first round upset, and even if she did manage to get through, I don't see her getting to the second week. I just don't think the form and confidence is there. I think she could be quite vulnerable.
That's fair. I think that's absolutely fair. And in Montgomery now, completely different kind of side of the coin. So she's kind of coming into this Wimbledon very high on confidence after winning in Stellenbosch, her first WTA Tour title. And then she also came through qualifying for Wimbledon. So she had to win three matches to get into the main draw. So like her confidence is like on a completely different side of the scale compared to Paolini. I don't know if you're do you know much about Montgomery's game? Like people are quite
No,
excited about her.
I know you talk about her a lot, and I did watch her playing in the grass court tournament she won. Was it Krejcikova pulled out with an injury, but
Exactly in the final.
she would have given her a lot of trouble in that final. And as you said, the complete opposite to Paolini, where she's coming in with a title, three wins on the back, used to the condition, comfortable on the grass, used to the condition. If she's healthy and brings that energy and belief, I'm not sure what court she's going to be on, but it's not going to be one of the bigger courts, I don't think. So she'll come in there tight, people walking around, you can distract you. She keeps her focus. There's no reason why she can't win.
No, I think that's definitely one to watch in the first round. Another seed, 14th seed, Naomi Osaka. Again, very high on confidence. As we record this, she's through to her first grass court final in Bad Homburg. So she's played some brilliant tennis this week, hasn't dropped a set en route to that final. Will she be facing Karolina Muchova, which is going to be a very, very exciting match. And yeah, by the time this comes out, we'd known who'd won. But just Osaka, I feel she's in a very good space, Uche. Like I feel like the confidence is high. And that, again, with Wimbledon, she doesn't tend to do necessarily that well. But I think this year is a completely different kind of Osaka we're seeing. Grasshopper, as people like to say. So, yeah, I'm optimistic. So she'll face Elsa Jacquemot, the French young French player, in the first round, and I feel that's a good opener. I feel like for Osaka.
Well, Osaka's low key my sort of shout to win the tournament,
Damn,
but
okay.
I'm now starting to question it a little bit because win or lose today in the final, I mean, you hope she wins. She'll need to fly to London this evening,
True,
maybe
yeah, it's a quick
early tomorrow
turnaround.
morning. She'll need to rest and recover at some point. And then she's straight into action on Monday afternoon. I think she's like third on court two, I believe. So it's a really quick turnaround. If she can win, she'll come in high, so full of confidence and belief. And if she loses, she might be a little bit down, but she shouldn't be because she's shown some really good stuff on the grass, which, to the point where, as I said, she's arguably my favorite for the tournament.
I love
But
that.
we know what the draw is for her. I think she potentially meets Aryna Sabalenka in the fourth round, and we know what happened in Roland Garros, where she met her as well, where they met there again, and she started well, and she just wasn't really able to carry it through, and it was done in straight sets, wasn't it? But I think, given if those two met, it's 100% going to be on center court. What you'd want is for it to be a little bit windy, because we know how much Sabalenka
Doesn't like the
struggles in.
wind, yeah.
We definitely don't want the roof, because that will definitely make Sabalenka the favourites. Let the outside elements come into it, and Osaka's would definitely be in with a shout of getting it done. And I think she's almost been teasing a
Oh,
big, big
100%, yeah.
take out. And I think she could do it if she met Sabalenka. She just has to get there, and that is the slight question mark, given that, it's going to be a quick turnaround here. But if she gets through the first round. She then gets a day off. She comes back on the Wednesday, wins that, comes back on Friday, wins that, comes back on Sunday to play Sabalenka, you'd hope. And I think she could do it, and then go all the way. Because again, with Wimbledon, especially in a women's draw, you do get some shocks early,
Yeah.
because I'd like to see how it looks at that point. And it's like, okay, she could see Sabalenka and know that if I can beat her. Finally beat her, there's a path clear for me to go and win the tournament.
And that for me would also be, like you said, like a bit of a statement to the rest of the tour as well, to say, hang on a minute, like she's back.
Because I think she is back. It's just you need one a title and you need a statement win. Yeah. I'm approaching that, was it 2018, 2019 level again. I don't think she's beaten Arena. I don't think she's beaten Iga. I don't think she's beaten Elena either,
No.
at least recently. So those are the players who are dangerous and can take the racket out of your hands. But she should fear nobody else.
100%. Yeah, no, I completely
Nobody else.
agree.
So it's like, as I said, get the job done today. Get to London, get a nice rub down in your fancy London hotel. Speak to your daughter. Do a nice TikTok with Taylor. Get the evidence. Handle your business on Monday. Get some rest, and we go again for the rest of the week.
I like that. So that's your sneaky pick, which we'll come to you towards the end. I want to get your picks of both the men and women. So I'm interested to hear who your actual pick is. But yeah, we'll get to that at the end of the show. Madison Keys, so the 26th seed. Again, so as we record this, she's through to the Eastbourne final, hasn't played the final yet. So I believe that she's chasing her third Eastbourne crown. She's won it twice before. So again, she loves Eastbourne, loves the grass courts. She'll start against the qualifier, Kayla Day. who's also American. So that's an all-American clash there. And yeah, for me, Uche, I feel Keys is also one of those players where I say sneaky, like she's obviously a Grand Slam champion now, but she's been around for so long. I believe she's 30 years old. And she's just like a consistently good performer, like at the majors. Like I guess I don't want to say no one's guaranteed, but I can say pretty confidently she'll make the second week. Just
Well,
because, yeah, she's consistent.
how often do we talk about having a weapon and needed a weapon to hurt opponents and to go on and win big titles? Keys has got that. She's got the big serve, she's got the big forehand, she's got the big backhand. She's also very comfortable on grass. I don't really, I'm not a fan of playing a tournament in the week before a Grand Slam. But the difference is, she's in Eastbourne. It's a what, 2 or 3 hour drive to London. When she
Super
finishes,
chill event as well. Like everyone loves Eastbourne.
right, exactly. So she'll be coming into it, into Wimbledon, a little bit fresher than Naomi. Let's say Naomi, but she's dangerous. You don't want her. You don't want her in your bracket. Absolutely not, because she's capable of taking the racket out of your hands, blasting those forehands. If it's a hot day, it's just the ball just flies through the court. She is more than capable of reaching the second week, and given her pedigree, going on another one that's got capable of going on to win the tournament. Absolutely sure of that.
No, I completely agree. Completely agree. Just lastly, before we move over to the men, so I want to start with the qualifier. So Tyra Grant, the Italian, formerly American, she'll play Katie Bolter, the Brit, in the first round. I feel like that's a very, very exciting matchup again, Uche. Like obviously Grant's like the young qualifier, like up and coming teenager. I think she's only 18. Bolter obviously being the home favourite. That match is going to have a lot of eyes on it. And I'm interested to see how both kind of deal with that.
Yeah, it could be on a nice court. The pressure was all going to be on Bolter, as the playing in her home tournament, because I think maybe her best result is probably it's either the third or fourth round, and if she got knocked out by a qualifier in the first round, it'd be really disappointing for her. So she would need to come out and show her dominance and show her superiority if she can. But if Grant can take advantage of any nerves and apply a bit of pressure, let's see if Katie is capable of handling it. She's had some ropey matches, Katie, but she does come into the tournament on the back of that win against Rybakina at Queens, which is probably the biggest win of her career. So if she's got that, if she comes with that level, and that consistency, it will be tough for Grant, but she has a chance. She definitely has a chance of causing that for sure.
No, I completely agree. And then Alicia Parks, she'll play another Alicia, a Brit, British wildcard, Alicia Dedenne, if I'm saying that right. I feel like the Parks, she's someone, her game is so well suited to grass, but yet the results haven't kind of reflected that yet. So I feel like, again, that's always a name I think other players are going to like fear kind of seeing like in their kind of quarter, just because she is capable of like turning on, I feel. Although it hasn't happened of late. She did get a good win. I remember, I say remember, who can forget the first round against Alexandra Ayala at the Australian Open this year, like winning that match against like all odds, like the whole kind of stadium was against her, but yet she pulled it out. One of the kind of highlights of my season in terms of watching that match. But yeah, Parks, I feel like that she's due, I feel like, a big kind of run of results. And I hope it's at Wimbledon, because obviously that kind of be a statement, and like that'll kind of, I guess, announce her in some ways. But again, what an opportunity for Dedenne, like, Brit playing against a kind of established WTA Tour player. And I feel like she'll probably not fancy her chances, but she will think, yeah, I've got a good chance of winning this match. Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, for Dedenne, she's a wild card. It's a big opportunity. She's playing an American, so she'll it's a chance for people to really discover her. So she's got to put her best foot forward and try to show what she's capable of. But this has to be one which Parks goes in and showcases her dominance and her quality. I really think she's flattered to deceive. She shows promise, and you think, okay, is this going to be the start of something? And it hasn't really happened. At some point, the penny's got to drop, and she's got to really go on and look to get to the second week at minimum. Because as you say, she's got the game for it. She's got the athleticism and the movement. The movement in particular on the grass is so important. Bad movers get found out, and that's not
Exposed,
her.
but yeah, such a good
So,
point, yeah.
get this get through this wild card, break British hearts, and try and move forward as much as you can in this draw.
Yeah, no, well said. And then finally, maybe you should have started with this defending champion taking on Taylor Townsend, Iga Swiatek. That I can't believe that's a first round. That is a, such a it's a tough first round for Taylor. But then at the same time, Iga's not going to be looking at that thinking, oh, I'm lucky. Like obviously Taylor's won Wimbledon doubles 2 years ago, and again, like her game is pretty, it's pretty well suited to grass as well. She's brilliant server, great at the net. And Iga, obviously, yeah, she's a defending champion, but I don't think that is like the easiest of matchups for Swiatek. Am I maybe looking into that a bit too much, or what do you think?
No. I think you're absolutely right. I think Taylor's got to come into this in attack mode. Almost serve and volley at least 50% of the time. Even if pass, she's not going to pass you all the time. You just got to keep coming forward again and again and again. And she's going to make the volleys. The lefty serve on grass as well. We've seen it
Oh
historically.
man, it's crazy.
It's way for people. It will benefit her. I feel like she will also rise to the occasion of being first on Tuesday. On center court. I don't know if she's played on center court before, but having a fat family supporting her there as well. I think th this is a huge opportunity for her, and she should come with it into it with full belief that her game can cause an upset. Clearly, Iga will be the favorite. She's the defending champion. I'm not sure her game is beautifully set up for grass. But she's just a very good player, of course. I mean, if you remember, six love to Anisimova in the final last year. So when she redlines, she's unplayable at times.
Tough to
So
beat, yeah.
if Taylor can use her serve and volley, use her slice, just keep putting pressure on Iga and say to me, okay, pass me. Can you pass me? Can you make that pass? If you do, fair play. If not, if it's not quite right, I'm going to put away the volley. And she's just got to keep doing that. And she's moved her chance for sure.
Yeah, no, I like that. I think, like you said, she's got to kind of commit to the game plan,
Yeah.
and yeah, that is serve volley. But I also feel like she can mix it up a bit as well, and I feel that that's what she's going to try and do, like just give her some different looks. I'm very excited to watch that match. I feel that's going to be one of the kind of yeah highlights of the first round. Moving on to the men now, Uche. So let's start with the top seeds: Felix Auger-Aliassime, the third seed, world number four. But yeah, because Alcaraz has pulled out, he moves up one spot. He plays Alexander Shevchenko. I want to say Uzbekistan, no, Kazakhstan, I think. So yeah, FAA, he has reached the quarterfinals, I think, in 2021. This is his eighth Wimbledon. He did lose in the second round last year, but he comes in off the back of a had a quarterfinal. He did lose to the eventual champion, Francis Tiafoe, which we'll talk about later on. And again, I feel like his game's in a good place. He has won a title this year as well, like career high ranking, number four in the world. Like, and again, grass for me, which I feel like he is someone who can do damage on grass. Hasn't quite happened. Like I said, the quarterfinals is best result to date. But I do like Felix, or the prospect of Felix on grass. I don't know. How do you feel?
I'm looking to see how he reacts to the disappointment at Roland Garros, where he should have reached, he probably should have reached the final, in all honesty. And again, we spoke about this, but I think he blew it there. He seems to have trouble getting over the line sometimes, which is a concern. If he finds himself in a fifth set in trouble at some point in this tournament, how will he react? Because he will be a he, as a fourth seed, he's going to be a scalp for people.
Massively,
So he needs to be aware of that and be up to producing what he needs to grinding and finding a way to get through. Because in the men's draw, beyond Sinner and Zverev and perhaps Djokovic, it's a much of a muchness. There is an opportunity to at least make a semi-final here, so he has to be thinking about that. So with his draw, with his bracket, he should be thinking, I need to do it. I need to do it. Nothing's stopping me now. I've got to do it now.
Him being the third seed, I mean, just off the seed alone, he's expected to reach semis. So yeah, let's see if he can actually, like you said, I guess do what's kind of expected of him. Obviously, it's not as easy as that. And like we've all kind of already said earlier as well, like so much could happen, like first round, second round. So we will see. But I agree. I feel like this is just with Alcaraz not being there, it's a massive opportunity, like for a lot of the guys. Obviously, Sinner's the main man. Zverev's obviously coming off the back of the French Open. Novak's always going to be a threat, but I don't think Novak is as much as a threat as he was, years previously. So, yeah, we'll see how Felix fares. The fourth seed, Ben Shelton, world number five. So he'll take on Otto Virtanen of Finland, in the first round. So Ben did reach the quarters last year. Lost to Sinner in straight sets. He also lost to Sinner in straight sets the previous year. I think that was in the fourth round. So yeah, he probably doesn't want to face Sinner again, or would hope not to face Sinner again until like ever. But yeah, I don't think that can happen until the if he's a fourth seed. That's going to be is, are they in the same quarter?
I mean,
Final.
yeah, because I think he's in the other half.
Oh, good.
I think he's in the other, I think he's in Zverev's half, if I remember right.
Well,
I think so. Again, he is beyond Sinner, Zverev, and perhaps Djokovic. He's my fourth favorite and someone who I think has to see this as an opportunity to semi-final, perhaps even the final, because arguably there's nobody else in the men's game whose game is best suited for grass like he is. Again, with that lefty serve, huge forehand, the athleticism. I just want to see him have more willingness to get forward and not have these extended
Yeah,
baseline
finish
matches.
points. Completely
Finish
agree. Yeah.
points, be aggressive, come forward. Again, as we said earlier in this pod, weapons. He's got clear weapons of destruction, almost. So like, go and hurt your opponents, blow them out, blow them away in 90 minutes. No messing about. Again, as I always talk to you, don't play with your food. Go and finish it. Don't waste time, but don't waste unnecessary energy going into 2-3 hour matches. There's no reason why you should do that. The only thing which lets him down, for me, is his returns, which means then he can then end up playing tie breaks, and then it becomes a little bit of a lottery. But if he can avoid working his return, hold his serve, which I think he'll do quite comfortably, should do quite comfortably. Really focus on those returns, get balls in play, get into a neutral position in a rally, and then let your shots take over. I really think that he can attack this this tournament. And as you say, he reached quarterfinals last year. That means the minimum for me is the next round, which is the semifinals,
Semis,
and then we let's see what's up. Who he's got there potentially,
yeah.
because I think his game is very well suited to the grass.
Because he also, I forgot to mention, he did win. He won in Stuttgart.
Of
So
course,
yeah, he's got a grass court title to his name this year. So
yeah, he's had the week off as well, so he's coming in completely fresh, happy. Hopefully Trinity comes along and supports him. The energy and the vibes should be immaculate. So
no, well said. Another grass court champion, Francis Tiafoe, a big foe. He'll take on Terence Atman. It's funny seeing, I say he's 17th seed Tiafoe. I feel like he should be higher, but then obviously that is where the rankings at the moment. And yeah, Halle champion. What a tournament that was for him. He beat three top 10 players en route. And that final against Taylor Fritz, like honestly, Uche, it's probably the best tennis I've seen TFO play, like in a long, long time, if not ever. I maybe that's a bit hyperbolic, but because it's like a best of three set match, he won in straight sets, but it was just, yeah, he was just redlining the ball, like and just in the zone from start to finish. And I was like, wow, if this can be a consistent Francis TFO, this guy can win a lot. And why not win a slam? Like I say, why not? He's got a slam in him. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it. He's 28 years old. Yes, I'm speaking as a fan and like someone who, follows him qu closely, but I do feel like he's capable. Like I really do feel that way, and I feel like, man, like what an occasion! Like what a time it would be if he did manage to do it at Wimbledon. I know he loves the US Open. He does perform very well at the US Open, but I feel like, yeah, tier four on grass again, very, very exciting prospect.
I actually think him winning Halle is more impressive than the semifinals that he got to at the US Open.
Love that.
I think, again, we've spoken about it. I was bitterly disappointed in him for not getting through there at Roland Garros. And I like to think that he took that energy and that disappointment into the grass court season and just said, I don't want that to happen again. So he goes to Halle and he goes and does that, which is an incredible result. And now again, another player's had a week off to acclimatize to the to England, to London, get comfortable, keep the energy and the vibes happy. We've all seen the videos of him robbing Leonatine. So he's having fun, he's enjoying it. And sometimes he can be, for me at least, have too much fun. I want to be serious because the ability is clearly there. So, given what he's done, during this grass court season, the aim has to be, to go on a run at Wimbledon. There's no again, he's another one where there's no excuses. You mentioned his age, so therefore he's got the experience. He's seen it, he's done it. Go and now execute it. Minimum again. Actually, no, I wasn't saying minimum second week. I think minimum is a quarter final.
Yeah, I was going to say latter stages, exactly. Yeah.
And I think he is also in Shelton's half of the draw. So I mean, I'll be disappointed if I don't see one of those two in the semifinals
Yeah,
for sure.
no, I like that. And I feel like, exactly, I feel like he's probably thinking the same thing. Like, this is probably one of his better chances in, like, well, recent years. And he's playing very good ball. So, yeah, exactly. Why not make a run? 20th seed, Artifis. Again, very, very excited to see his return. He did miss the French Open and he missed Wimbledon last year, actually, as well. So he pulled out the French with a hip issue. But it's good to see him back. He's been playing, I think he played the exhibition at the Hurlingham Club just before or the week before Wimbledon. So he's clearly like, I guess, match ready or match prepared. Didn't play
Never.
any.
I'd say he's probably just feeling himself into the week. He doesn't want to put himself under too much pressure, just
Yeah.
casually and
Because he didn't play any like warm-up events, but obviously, yeah, like we said, he pulled out of the French. He'll start against Raphael Collignon of Belgium, who beat Shelton at the French Open, don't you remember, this year. So I don't really know much about Collignon's game on grass. I just know that match against Shelton at the French, obviously on clay, like he played very well. Obviously clay and grass, two completely different surfaces, but just on Fils, I feel like again with Fils, he, to be fair as well, his best Grand Slam results to date have been at Wimbledon. So it's the fourth round he reached in 2024. That's his best Grand Slam, I guess, yeah, result out of all the slams he's played. So quite comfortable on grass, but he's kind of untested because this is his third Wimbledon. So it's like fairly new to him still. But I'm very excited about Arthur Fils's game. I don't know how you feel. He's also won a title this year as well. Like,
With Arthur, the game's clearly there. It's just the fitness issues are a concern. Will his body be able to handle, five set matches? If he can, then I think second week will be a really good result for him. But in the back of my mind, I'm just not sure about how his body will hold up
yeah, I think that's fair. I think that
to
is
it.
absolutely fair. And like you said, again, tour level is completely different to Grand Slams because, yeah, tour level it's best of three, Slams is best of five. So it's a completely different kind of beast. And with the conditions as well, like we're experiencing a bit of a heat wave for the moment in London or in the UK. I think things are going to cool down a bit though, first week.
Will cool down. I think there's going to be a little bit of rain. So, fortunately for Arthur, I don't see him playing on centre or number one. So he's not going to.
Yeah.
So there may be a lot of time waiting around, and that's another issue. Thing that can impact it if you're coming on and off the court. You don't know when you're coming on in terms of having to fuel up and getting.
Yeah.
You got your drinks inside. So that's something that he's going to have to manage. You wouldn't want to see him come off late on Wednesday or something, and then have to come in early on Thursday to finish off his match and stuff.
Oh,
So,
no, yeah.
yeah, those are just some of the things that the players on the outside courts have to manage. But there's no doubt he's capable. He's got the skill. He's got the ability. It's just whether his body can hold up to the rigors of
Yeah.
Grand Slam tournament.
No, I agree with that. That's a very fair estimation. And then lastly, so Gabriel Diallo, the Canadian, he will face Benjamin Bonzi of France. Diallo is playing his second Wimbledon. He again hasn't had the best of seasons, although coming in, he did win a couple of matches at Eastbourne because he was on a crazy losing streak. He hadn't won a match before then since April. So it's good to see him kind of get some wins under his belt. He did lose to Jack Draper in that, I think it was a quarter final at Eastbourne. So yeah, I feel like Diallo again. Big serve. I think he's like 6'8". He's a big guy. Like, so, the game on grass, I feel like it's well suited. I don't know if you have much, or have you seen much of Diallo?
So I watched a bit of the Draper match. Unfortunately for him, on that occasion, Draper was just too good.
Oh man, yeah.
But as you say, with his height and his serve, he could cause some people some trouble here. But to be honest, I don't expect him to have a major impact on this tournament, especially with the results he's had this year.
Yeah, which is fair. And then lastly, Giovanni Petit-Pérégard, Frenchman, he'll take on Yannick Hanfmann of Germany. This is his third Wimbledon for Petit-Pérégard. He also has Greg Rozetsky in his training camp. Have you seen that? Which is
That
interesting.
is very interesting, very, very interesting. I mean, think I tipped him a couple of years ago to go on a run, and he then got lost. He lost in the first round. Think with Gio, his game's a little bit limited. I wish I'd seen a bit more of an improvement from him. If you're able to neutralize his serve, what does he have after that? Not much, unfortunately. So I would have liked to have seen him have a bit more, develop a little bit more. So it'll be curious to see what Greg, who knows grass as well as anybody, can add to his game tactically, to help manage. Because again, if you've got a weapon that can potentially get you over the line, you know, if that means you need to play five, you need to play in you need to win five tie breaks to get through. If you've got a serve, you know, be able to serve bot and serve your way out of trouble, you know, that's
I
a
do
win.
hate that term. I hate that term, serve bot.
Yeah, a win is a win is a win, but I think his all-round game just isn't quite there. So more than anything, I'm just looking forward to see it, looking for him to really try and develop the other areas of his game, so that he doesn't have to rely on his serve.
Serve, yeah, again, I think that's absolutely fair. I that's it in terms of a Blacksmith perspective, but were there any first rounds that stood out for you in general?
Any first rounds?
Because I think the obvious one is Taylor Fritz, Jack Draper.
Of course, yes. That is, I don't think it's been a bigger first round match like that at Grand Slam in a long time, actually. Someone like Draper, who is clearly not, I think he's right, he's like he's ranked 116 in the world. That's not his ranking,
It's crazy.
you know, almost completely out of place in the rankings. I think he is. I think if Draper can whip can beat Fritz, the draw opens up for him massively. Same if Fritz does manage to get over the line. I think that match will be easily four sets, probably five. Taylor's playing good ball on the grass. Runner up in was it Stuttgart?
Stuttgart, exactly. Lost to
And then
Ben.
so. You know, he pulled out of Eastbourne quite rightly. He doesn't need three grass court tournaments before Wimbledon, so he's had a week off to recover and look after himself. So, I think he could be a threat if he goes on. But that's a real proper blockbuster match. Again, from the British perspective, we're all waiting to see whether or not Emma Raducanu is fit enough to play. You know. She's projected, you know, to play Ostapenko in the second round, which won't be easy. And then in the third round, she potentially meets Sabalenka. So it's not an easy draw for her. And it's a shame after she did so well in Queens that she's now managed to pick up another foot injury.
It's tough.
So we'll always have to see how healthy she is. Aside from that, I think was it is it Medvedev versus Cilic? That could be quite interesting. I saw that. That is on court number one, so that you know that's two Grand Slam winners meeting up against each other.
For me,
Two.
that could go one of two ways. That could be like a long five setter, or someone's getting blown out in straights. One extreme to the next.
Yeah, I think it's weird. If it goes five sets, it's not going to be pretty. If one of the other blows the other person away, you can guarantee that the person that's blown away is not played well at all. So
Exactly.
it's gonna be a tough watch. I think given their profiles and what they've done, it deserves a nice billing like that
No,
on court.
definitely.
It's a nice it's a bit of a sign of respect to two not old players, well at least not Medvedev, but two guys who have done a lot on the tour.
Dimitrov, he's in, isn't he? That's a wild
Yeah,
card.
there's a wild card. It'll be interesting to see what he could do because we all remember last year he looked well set to beat Sinner, and then he suffered that bizarre pectoral injury where, yeah, it just he's, I guess he just went
Out of nowhere.
out of absolutely nowhere. You know, he was playing. I know he doesn't like it. He was baby fed. You know, he was like that single-handed backhand, the serve, the volley. Like he was unplayable. You know, Sinner wasn't playing bad. He just came up against a very good opponent on the day. Fortunately, he did get an injury. Nice touch on Wimbledon to bring him back to come in to come play. So it will be interesting to see what he can do. But I don't expect too much from him.
Just on the women's draw, one match that does kind of look at or stand out for me as well. Emma Navarro, 23rd seed, so she'll play Paula Badosa. That's for me is a and Navarro is playing pretty well at the moment as well. She's kind of coming back from injury too.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I don't. I, it looks nice on paper in terms of the name, but I really think Navarro should be coming through and winning that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I
I
agree.
don't. I don't think. I think Badoza got as high as she went, really without winning a big tournament. If that's right, I think maybe she was just very consistent at the time,
Yeah.
and whatever level she was at that point. She hasn't been able to replicate it or come close to it. She's really slipped down the rankings. So I don't think she's at the she got the confidence to really disrupt Emma Navarro. If she does, of course you give props to her, but I can't see her making a dent, which is disappointing because she's gone a bit backwards. I'm not gonna get into it too deeply, but you know, herself and her ex-partner, Stefanos Tsitsipas, have both gone backwards in the last 2 years, 18 months. So it's a bit of a shame, really.
No, it's tough. But yeah, I think that literally wraps up this episode. So thank you for joining me, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
And I look
You
forward to catching you on the grounds
Yes.
during these 2 weeks. What a fortnight it's gonna be. I just hope it's not crazy in terms of the heat wave, but at the same time, I don't want rain because we've had enough rain like over the years. So please, like weather gods, please listen to us. We want good weather.
Yeah, something, you know, 24, 25. Give me
Exactly. Yeah.
24, 25 degrees is nice and relaxed. Yeah, let's enjoy our pims and a bit of sun, top up our tan,
Yeah.
and yeah, let's
And
see.
just I forgot to actually say, lastly, who's your winner? We have to go there. Your winner for
Sorry, yeah.
the men and women.
Okay, yeah. So for the men's, I think Sinner will, given the weather forecast, it'll be a lot cooler. I don't think you'll have to worry too much about, you know, cramping up and all of that and struggling in the heat. And then given what happened to him in Paris, I think he's going to do his utmost
Yeah, put that right.
to fitness and again try and get through these matches as quickly as possible. So therefore, he's not toiling out there for 2 or 3 hours. But if he does get there, if he does get at least get to the final, I really want Shelton to get there and to play him. I think they're on the other side of the draws. So I think Shelton should be looking to go and meet Yannick in the final there. And in women's draw, yeah, you tend to get a few more shocks, been a bit more random winners and people that get to the latter stages. But I'm really hopeful for Naomi. If she can stay fit, come through what could be a tough what is projected to be Sabalenka in the fourth round, I do think she can do it.
Wow. So you're saying Sinner and Osaka.
Okay, yeah.
I like that you share a lot. Wow. Okay. Very, very interesting. We'll see if you're right then come the end of the fortnight.
And you?
No, we don't ask me. okay.
Really
I
back.
no, honestly, no. I'm gonna say this kind of goes against what I was saying about Tiafoe, but I feel like Ben Shelton has a very, very good chance this year as well. There's just
Yeah.
something about his game, and like, just I feel like he's in a very good spot at the moment. And then on the women's side, I just what a moment that would be as well, like for him, his dad being his coach, like yeah, just a crazy, crazy moment. And then on the women's side, I don't think Iga's going to defend.
Yeah.
Rebekkonè hasn't played like well enough as well, like of late, but I think she's always a threat.
Yeah, I really like Rebekkonè's game. I think it's so effortless.
Exactly. Easy.
Easy power. She can just float. And I think she's obviously a former champion there. She can blow you away if she wants. She can attack the net if she wants as well. She's just a really good player. So, I mean, yeah, she's probably my second favorite, I'd say. Yeah.
I'm gonna go Shelton Rebekkonè.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll
See.
see. Put me on the spot there. Appreciate
No,
you. Not. No, but honestly, Ichai, thank you, man. Thanks for joining me. And yeah, we will be podding as well, like on the grounds. It's going to be difficult this year just because, well, I'm not going to be on the grounds as much because of work commitments. But yeah, you'll see us. So yeah, look out for us on the socials. Ichai too, where can they find you on like social media?
Uchiamako, Uchiamako, on Twitter. I'm not going to call it his other name because of that man.
What
So yeah, if you
about
want,
Fred? Are you on Threads as well? You're not on Threads.
I'm not on
Okay.
Threads. Too much social media, Eugene, is bad for you.
True, that's a very good point. And on that note, guys, until next time, guys, take care.
Take care.